Here's a test for our parishioners and our visitors. Do you remember the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit? Wisdom, that's one. What else? Say it again. I'm deaf. I don't even know what you're saying. I'll give it to you. Good. I'll read it to you again. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. I wasn't asking the test to try to put a real test, but just a good reminder of us, because today I want to talk about wisdom. First, we saw those readings in Isaiah. That was the first time we see it in the scriptures itself. 11:2, and actually there's only six in that section. The one that was missed, you're here. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, and the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. It's a little different. Piety was the one that we believe in the last several centuries. So, wisdom. Let's look first at what Jesus was really teaching about wisdom. Obviously, on a quick side tangent, I have to do it because Jesus said it. You know, will you not hate your brothers, your sisters, mom, dad, family? And a quick nugget in that is, when Jesus is saying things, we're not the ones that are supposed to say, well, that didn't sound good, so we'll just finish, you know, we'll skip that one. No, that's what Jesus said. But his image and his voice was to tell you, you have to follow me first. That's what I think he's really talking about. If you're not choosing him first, if you're choosing your dad, mom, your kids first, you're not following Jesus, number one, and you're not getting anything right. That's what I think he's saying. That's intense. That's what he said. All right, back to wisdom. He's given a couple of parables. And one was those that were going to write a construction of a tower. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him. If that king, that leader, doesn't have the wisdom to create something, whether he's a delegator, he's part of the construction person, the architectural person, if you can't organize that with the wisdom you need to do it, you can't do it. He said the same about a similar parable about a king. You know, well, wouldn't you go and discern a little bit if you have 10,000 people and the other team has like 20,000? Or maybe you should have a peace treaty. If you don't have the wisdom, you can't figure that out. And you make bad decisions. And we heard from the book of wisdom itself, in the wisdom books of the Old Testament, with Job, of the Psalms, the Proverbs, dot, 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 and the wisdom, which is just rich. Whoever knew your counsel, except you had given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high. And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight. So I want to mention tonight about two types of wisdom. One is in our humanity life. And I hope all of our young students here, one of the most important things for us, even myself, We have to listen to other people. We have to study. We have to again see things going that are good or bad, and learn our experiences and kind of add that to our toolbox of knowledge in our mind so that we can grow with wisdom. Personally, I pray for wisdom every day as a priest, because I'm not the wisest person in this church right now. Our adults as well. As you continue to grow, you can always grow with wisdom. I know some of you, and many of you, are very wise in the civil world. Whether you're a teacher, a doctor, a businessman, a businesswoman, people that are supporting our church and our school, that has that wisdom because they gave it from the Holy Spirit, and they know physically how to do things well. And then the second is in the spiritual journey with Jesus Christ. And that when we began with that quote-unquote little test of, that's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's not just our own natural knowledge, but a gift from the Holy Spirit that can sometimes give you that voice kind of in your mind when you didn't know it was going to come. And I know I experienced that as a priest in several ways. Like, gosh, somebody's dying and I'm doing the anointing of the sick, and all of a sudden these words come out. It's like, that wasn't me. That was the gift of wisdom from the Holy Spirit. And I ask you this evening to continue to have that relationship with Jesus, because those seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are so important. As we listen tonight about wisdom, to have that conversation at Mass tonight and tomorrow and this week. Think about wisdom for you. And finally, another great verse of wisdom is Proverbs 4:7. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. And whatever you get insight.